The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly jobbers and dealers.
Say, I just thought of a funny thing. What if your winter coat always kept changing weight?
Sure. What if your heavy coat got lighter in cold weather and then began getting heavier the minute the weather turned warm?
Well, you'd say the same thing I would. You'd say, what a crazy kind of a coat this is. Give me a coat I can depend on.
But you know, think of this. The oil in your family car might be just as changeable in weight as that changeable coat.
Yes, sir.
And of course, that's bad. What you want is an oil that stays almost the same weight all the time. So it will always give your motor the same perfect lubrication and positive protection at all temperatures. You want an oil that thickens as little as possible when it's cold and thins out as little as possible under intense heat. And that's where Uniflow motor oil comes in. Uniflow motor oil, spelled U-N-I-F-L-O. Uniflow is sold in cans at all Skelly service stations. Thousands of motorists are switching to Uniflow because it thickens less when cold and thins out less under heat than any other oil. Now, what does that mean to you and your family car? Well, it means easy starting on cold mornings because Uniflow doesn't get thick as glue when it stands out in the cold, and that saves your battery, too. It also means better protection for your motor when it's hot, because Uniflow stays right there on the job, lubricating those important fast-moving parts of your motor. It doesn't turn watery thin and go right up in smoke. So tell your dad about Uniflow motor oil tonight. Tell him it isn't changing weight all the time like that funny changeable overcoat. And say, Skelly Tagoline is another good oil for winter. It's free-flowing at low temperatures and low in cost. Dad will be glad to know about these two wonderful motor oils. Why not tell him tonight to stop at your Skelly service station and ask for Skelly Tagoline or Uniflow motor oil? And now to Captain Midnight. Last time, you remember, while Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda stood off the attack of Ivan Shark and his men, Chuck and Dolores took off in a black plane of sharks. Not long after their takeoff, another black plane suddenly appeared and dove on them. At first, Chuck thought it was Captain Midnight, but machine gun bullets soon convinced him otherwise. Momentarily, Chuck is completely stunned. Then, the knowledge that a helpless girl is in the back seat clears his head. He throws the ship into a right climbing turn, at the same time shouting to Dolores.
Down, Dolores! Dig down on the bottom of the cockpit!
But what is it, Chuck? Why should he shoot at us?
It's one of Shark's pilots. It's not Captain Midnight.
What can I do, Chuck, to help you?
Oh, there isn't much, Dolores. Just keep your eye on that plane and tell me exactly what he's doing.
Look out, Chuck. He comes closer. See?
Watch him carefully, Dolores. As soon as he starts shooting again, I'm going to try something else. Right now, I'm going to dive a little so as to get up some speed.
Oh, quick, Chuck. You must hurry. This plane, it gets closer every second.
Oh, don't worry. We'll get away. Watch yourself now. I'm going to start gathering speed. Tell me the instant he starts shooting.
Gee, but how shall I know?
Tracer bullets will start coming from his machine gun. You can't miss them.
All right. I can tell you.
Oh, Jiminy, pick us, Dolores. I don't like this.
What is it, Chuck? Has something new happened now?
We're being forced way off our course, to the west.
Oh, this is bad, mi amigo. In this direction, it's a low country. A jungle.
Oh, I can't worry about that. I've got to find...
Chuck, he starts shooting.
Hold tight now. We're going into a vertical bank.
They do not come near the ship.
Well, where is he now, Dolores? I've lost him.
He's back and below us. But he's turning. He's coming up at us.
Oh, gosh, this is bad. I don't know how long I can keep this up.
Oh, perhaps sooner, Captain Midnight. He will come to help us.
Oh, that's what I'm hoping. But we're being forced so far off our course.
Now, look out, Chuck. The pilot, he comes at us again.
Hold on. I'm going into a vertical left bank. Where is he now?
He hangs on to us. He keeps behind us.
No, he's beginning to figure out what I'm doing. I've got to think of something else.
Oh, if the Captain Midnight were here, what would he do?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Wait a second. I've got it.
Oh, but you must do something quick.
him myself. We've got to see where he is. If we can't find him, it's going to be just too bad.
Oh, my head, Chucka. I do not feel good.
It's because we're upside down, Dolores.
I do not feel good, Chucka. I am sick. Help me, Chuck. Help me.
Now, we'll be all right in a second. Dolores! Dolores!
Help me. Help me.
Blaze and Beacon, there's that ship. He's back and below us. He's got us cold. Oh, if only I had someone to handle that rear machine gun. The engine. It's quit. Dolores. Dolores! Jiminy Cricket, she's fainted. See, what's that below us? Flame and floodlights. There's that waterfall in the Aztec Temple. But there's not a place to make a forced landing. Not a single one.
And now, we change to a different scene. A short time earlier, Patsy, Pebbles, Pinky, and Slim crossed the underground river, and coming out to the left of the brink of the falls, they made their difficult way down the mountainside toward the Aztec Temple. There we now find them, almost at the bottom of the descent, and not far from the falls, pausing a moment to rest. Listen as Patsy says...
Stop. That waterfall in Aztec Temple is the most beautiful sight I ever saw.
By the great grizzly, Patsy, you're right. I ain't seen nothing like this all my born days.
Ain't nothing like it around Black Gulch, I know that.
Oh, it's the hot potatoes, that's what it is. But we have many places like this in Mexico.
I'll say you have. Mexico's got some of the swellest scenery I've ever seen. Well, we're almost to the temple.
Well, all we got to do is to get around this big rock, go down a little bit, and we'll be there.
Well, see, now that we have the daylight, it will be much easier to see.
Yeah, it sure helps a lot. Back in the cave, it didn't make any difference whether it was night or day. But...
Galloping goose, Patsy, what are you looking at?
Gee, Slim, I'm not looking at anything in particular. I just thought I heard something.
By the jumping berries of jump, I can hear airplanes.
Jump then, gee, horse or fast.
Gee, Rosamund, look, I can hardly see on a car than this from the waterfall, but it's two planes, all right.
Well, gosh, all hemlock, what's them flakes? See, they're coming right out of the nose of one of them planes.
Why, they're tracer bullets, that's what they are. One of the planes is firing at the other.
See, and they're getting lower and lower. One of the kids has got the other one in the rudder.
Well, who in tarnation could they be, Patsy?
They're both black. They must belong to Ivan Sharp.
Well, don't forget, Captain Midnight and Chuck are in the black plane.
Why, sure they are. And one of them must be Red and Chuck.
Well, for once, you hit it right on the nose. One of them must be Captain Midnight, or they wouldn't be fighting each other.
Well, that one that's got the other one in the run, that must be a Captain Midnight.
It sure must be, because Captain Midnight's a swell pilot.
Hey, that's funny, Patsy.
What's strange, Pinky? What do you mean?
Hey, them two shooters, ain't they?
Sure they are. Even I can tell that.
Well, they got gunners in the rear seat, ain't they?
Sure they have, Pinky.
Well, why don't this guy in the rear seat, the one that's getting the worst of it, why don't he do a little shooting and defend himself?
Gosh, that is kind of strange, Pinky. Maybe that one ship doesn't have anybody in the rear cockpit.
Well, quick, look. That one plane, he will shoot down the other.
Now, this ain't going to last long, if you ask me.
Gosh, look at that. That one plane's motor is quit.
Well, if his motor ain't running, he'll have to come down.
Yeah, and then that other pilot can polish him off on the way down.
No, he won't either. Not if it's Captain Midnight, he won't.
Now, you're right, Patsy. Captain Midnight's a good sport. He wouldn't shoot down a helpless man. Even if it was one of Sharp's pilots.
Oh, look, and the plane that shot the other one down isn't doing anything. He's just circling overhead.
But what's this fella going to do? He's circling lower and lower, and there ain't no place for him to land. Leastwise, not that I can see.
Well, there's nothing but the jungle.
That courtyard in front of the temple is the only open place around, and that's pretty small.
Would the plane get in there, Patsy? You know more about them things than we do.
I don't think so, Slim. It's far too small. And anyway, one end of it stops right at the edge of the pool at the bottom of the falls.
Looks like to me the only way a ship could land would be to come right in towards the falls.
That's the only possible way a ship could land, Pinky. And just about the time he got his wheels on the courtyard, he'd be into the pool at the foot of the falls.
Well, look, he's getting lower and lower.
Look, he's a-turning.
Looks like he's going the other way.
Well, he is gone. Over there is nothing but jungle. Well, he is what you call the cooked goose.
He's going to crack up sure.
Yeah, what are we going to do, Patsy? Shall we go down to the temple, or shall we stay here?
I think we'd better be getting on back home. Captain Midnight will be landing there in a few minutes.
You mean if that ship circling above is Captain Midnight?
You said it couldn't be anybody else, Patsy.
I don't think it is, but...
Oh, quick, me amigos, look.
By cracky, that ship. Turn it around.
He ain't going down into the jungle after all.
Oh, no, he's coming back this way. Well, what is he going to do?
I know just what he's going to do. He's going to try to land in the open square, in this courtyard in front of the temple. But he'll crack up sure.
Well, look, there he comes. He's getting lower and lower.
He's got a wall to get over before he can get down into that courtyard.
No, he ain't got a chance. That place don't look to me like it's more than 100 feet long.
It's bigger than that, but it's far too small.
Well, look, the tail, it goes back and forth. What's the pilot doing?
He's fishtailing to kill speed.
If we're going to hit that wall...
He's at the end of the trail now.
No, he's not. Look, he's pulled back on the stick. The wheels came up. Just missed the top of the wall and they're over. I hope he makes it.
But gosh, Patsy, it's one of Ivan Sharp's pilots.
I don't care if he is, Pinky. He's doing a swell job of flying.
See, look, his wheels, they're about to hit.
But he's halfway across the courtyard now.
He can't stop that ship in time. He'll go over the edge of the courtyard and down to the water below the falls.
Oh, this is terrible. I wish we could help him.
Oh, you were right, Patsy. There is no one in the rear cockpit.
Here, look at that pilot plant with them controls.
He's on them flagstones now. But gosh, all him, look at him roll.
Well, he goes into the pool. He cannot stop.
Has he got brakes, Patsy?
He probably has. But he's going too fast.
Oh, look. If he reaches the end.
No, he's got a 50-foot drop into that pool. There won't be nothing left of him when that water hits him from above.
He's tried the brake, but he was going too fast.
Oh, it's the finish. He's almost at the end.
This is awful. I can't bear to look at it.
No, he's going to kick the bucket, sure.
Wait till he's warned, he'll go over.
Oh, he hasn't got a chance. He's going to plunge off into that pool.
How much more terrible Patsy and her friends would feel if they knew it was Chuck Ramsey who was fighting so desperately to bring the plane to a stop. And crumpled in the seat of the rear cockpit is the beautiful Dolores Pareda, mercifully ignorant of what is taking place. What will happen next? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Say, how good are you at remembering words? Can you remember the secret password of the 1940 Flight Patrol? And have you figured out what it means? Well, here are two other words I want you to remember. One is tagoline, spelled T-A-G-O-L-E-N-E. The other is Uniflo, spelled U-N-I-F-L-O. Tagoline and Uniflo are the names of two kinds of motor oil, both sold at your Skelly service station. And the reason their names are worth remembering is that they're both mighty good oils for winter. First, because they don't get thick and gluey when cold, and that means easy starting on cold mornings. And second, because they don't turn watery thin when your car gets warmed up. That means they last longer in your motor. So remember those two words, Tagoline and Uniflo. They're passwords to perfect lubrication. Tell Dad to ask for them at your Skelly service station. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Can Chuck make a successful landing at the brink of the waterfall? And what about Captain Midnight and Senor Pareda? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and...
Happy landing!